join me, landlord.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by AWACX, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Janae's Uniform Center, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing exceptionally well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or you can text us on 4224796. That's 4224796. So you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. That's 4393043. We are, of course, live on cable 69. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. I have some special guests with me today to give us an update on some exciting things happening. So glad that they could join us again. Brother Darcy, Brian Jr., are you there? Arawak X? Am I guest here?
I'm here. How you doing, Shivago?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is Chef Como.
Chef. Darcy is in here. I was reading and catching up on some of the great news you all guys are doing. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, you know. I must say that I'm pleasantly and humbly surprised by the reaction and the response that we're getting from the Bahamian investors. And it's the Bahamians who are investing for the very first time, you know, and coming on board and helping us to achieve our goals. And, you know, I want to say thank you to everybody that has placed their confidence in us, trying to help us get to this next level. So truly, I'd like to say thank you. So things are going well now.
Yes, but you're not yet to your full intended subscription, but I understand you're quite a ways there.
We're about 98% to the minimum raise of 320,000. You know, our initial goal was to achieve 850,000, but with a minimum raise of 320. So we're 98% toward at the minimum, which is in itself an accomplishment. And I'm humbly and pleasantly surprised. We have about almost 570 people that have invested so far, which shows that there is some investor confidence in what Tropical Gyros is attempting to do, what we've been doing, and how we are looking to expand and reach, you know, locally and also in our global aspirations. So we're getting there. We're definitely getting there.
Well, that's impressive, my friend. I can tell you. I mean, 500 plus people who are expressing confidence in the business and actually putting their monies where their mouths are. That is quite impressive. And 98% towards your minimum subscription. That's pretty good.
So, yeah, we have about 40 and 41 more days left to keep the subscription open. It closes September 7th. So, you know, we still have some time to hopefully reach our maximum. But hey, if we don't, we'll be quite pleased with wherever we end up. It will still give us a good, strong footing to do some things, you know, with the production distribution center and opening up one or two other locations, to get a good footprint in this food industry here in the Bahamas, and then begin our franchising operations, you know, to look at going into the family islands, and then of course the ultimate goal to expand internationally.
So the reality is, what investors need to know, if they're out there, if you still have that $50, that $100, that $2,000, that $5,000, there's still opportunity to get in now.
Yes, there is. There definitely is an opportunity to get in now, and we would encourage people to jump on board now, you know, because, you know, you don't want to say 3 years from now when you see tropical jobs blowing up, man, I wish I had jumped on board with tropical jobs when they were $9 a share. You know, it would have been so much better. You know, I always say to people, I say, look, if you like our product and you eat it and you eat there, every time you purchase a gyro and you eat it, you're actually going to be putting money back in your pocket. You know, right. So I think it's an investment that makes sense to people. And it's affordable. You know, it's affordable to everybody. You don't have to be a financier to you know, with thousands of dollars to invest, although we encourage them and welcome them to come on board as well. But we're also looking at the people who are, you know, $36 investment here, and then maybe down the road you might want to put another $36 investment. So, because our minimum investment is 4 shares at $36. And, you know, and as you have been doing and a lot of other people have been doing around town, trying to educate the client, the populace now on the need to invest, the need to look at passive streams of income in order to increase, you know, their revenue stream and work towards their retirement. You hear all the talk about NIB, you know, the difficulties and challenges that that's faced with. So it'll be good for people to look at an opportunity. Hey, I could get dividend payments every quarter from my investment with Tropical Giles, you know? So I think that's an important factor that people should consider.
Yeah, and so there's dividend payments that represents a future income stream, should everything Correct. Work out. And then there is the capital appreciation as the share price increases over time as you spread and generate more profits in your business. And so there's those multiple ways of benefiting from an investment. And in this instance, for you, Arawak X's platform has been a great platform. It's an opportunity that wasn't quite readily available in the past for a business like yours.
That is so correct. And I am so happy that the Ramings came up with this idea and you know, it was a labor of love for them, like Tropical is for me. And it took them a while to bring it to fruition, but I am so happy that they were able to do it, because, you know, without this platform, I wouldn't be on this talk show. I wouldn't be looking at this expansion opportunity, because the traditional financing opportunities just aren't reaching out to entrepreneurs like myself. They aren't looking at restaurants. Everyone gets scared of restaurants for some reason. I don't know why. But so this platform is giving not only me, but a lot of other potential entrepreneurs, you know, hey, wait a minute, I might be able to also use this platform to bring my dream to fruition, to expand my business. So I think it is something that this country needed. And obviously with the successful raise with the Red Lobster franchise, and now it appears that we're on the cusp of becoming reaching our minimum raise target, which would make us then fully funded. You know, people are now seeing exactly, you know, where the opportunities lie, you know, and I think that's important, you know.
Let's talk about Tropical Gyros for a moment again. This is a unique spin on a Greek cooking delicacy, or whatever you want to call it. My first gyro I tasted, listen, I had to be maybe 19, bro. Right?
Okay.
I have to confess, like, when I first tasted it, I think they put sour cream on it, right?
They put a tzatziki sauce. So it's a yogurt-based sauce. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I wasn't a fan of that.
Right.
But that's a lamb, right?
Yeah, they do a lamb and a chicken, yes.
And that bread is a kind of pita bread or something like that.
Yes, yes.
When I tasted that, though, I loved it. And I started doing the ghetto thing. I started putting ketchup and mustard and stuff on it. But now, here you come, and you take the gyro and you Bahamianize it.
Well, yes, and that's why I don't pronounce it gyro, so I Bahamianize it and pronounce it gyro, you know?
Right.
And so, yes, we have put a Bahamian spin on it. You know, I looked at trying to create a sandwich that I think, you know, could stand the test of time, but more importantly, in capture a lot of the Bahamian Caribbean flavors that we have come to love, you know? And so, in looking at that, everything that I put together, you know, did so with that in mind and trying to capture our flavors so that when we put it to the world, when we put it internationally, people can see and feel and taste the Bahamas.
Right. And let's talk about some of the flavors now. So I go to Crocodile Gyros. Right. And I can look forward to getting what? Give me what have people been like craving?
Well, the jerk chicken gyro is always the most popular one. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. That's the most popular.
This is the grilled chicken gyro?
Yes, jerk chicken. Yes, all of our meats are grilled, except when we do the crack conch and crack lobster, of course, those are deep fried. But all the other meats are all grilled. So we put them right on the char broiler, okay? So it's an open flame cooking. And we do the jerk chicken, the jerk pork. We have a three cheeseburger gyro. We have a grilled veggie gyro for the vegetarians. We have a sweet fire shrimp. We have a lemon chicken gyro. So not only do we have jerk chicken, but we have a lemon chicken flavor for those who may not want that heavier pepper or heavier spice from the jerk. We have a barbecue salmon. I had a guy tell me today in Delvinas, he said, man, you have the best tasting salmon on the island. I said, thank you again. I was very humbled by that. I'm always humbled when people see me and speak about how good my product tastes and how they thoroughly enjoy it. That's a humbling experience, and I'm grateful for that. You know, and that's why I work hard every day to ensure that we keep the product consistent and we keep it as to each and every person. And then, of course, we have the crack conch and the crack lobster gyro.
Now, them 500 people who invested in the business will be able to say that's why our gyro is such a great, right? Because they have
become owners, indeed, because they are shareholders in the company, and so they now have a sense of ownership. You know, and like the people that have, you know, invested in the port and in Cable Bahamas. You know, I think sometimes people don't realize that when you invest in companies like this, you become a part owner, you know, because you're a shareholder, and I have to report to you. The board has to. I have to report to the board, and the board reports to the community to let people know exactly how the company is moving forward and protecting their investment. And I think it's important that people see, wow, wait a minute, this is my business now. I'm earning, you know, dividends from this business now. You know, it's increasing. I'm getting revenue from them every year. You know, and so I think that's important for people to understand.
Absolutely, and that's the reality, that you have a stake in that physical business, that business system, and all the assets and attached to it. That's for sure.
Yes, that is correct. And you know, and you alluded to something. You know, as the business grows and increases in the value of the valuation of the company increases, so will the share value increase. So a person today might be coming in at $9. And 5 years from now, that $9 a share might be worth $15 a share. So not only have you been making dividends, but you know, based on revenue and revenue stream and expansion of units, you know, and so therefore we go from a company that's, you know, projected to do $4 million in 5 years to doing $20 million in 10 years, now your share value increases. So, you know, you have to look at all those components of it as well.
So what is it that people who are interested invest now? What is it that they can do? Where can they go to be able to invest in the company?
Okay, well, you go to arawakx.com, click on their platform. Once you get on their platform, you will see the Tropical Gyros logo. You just click onto that logo, and that'll take you right through our page. Now, there's a button that says invest. You can hit that, and that will then take you through the process. They said it takes about 5 to 7 minutes to load up the documents and answer all the pertinent questions that need to be answered, because you have to KYC, know your customer. But I also encourage everybody that when they click onto our portal on the platform, to read all the information about us if you haven't already yet. Read the information, look at the financials for the past 5 years, look at where we project.
Okay, I don't know what happened. We may have lost Chef.
Better understanding of how it's coming across, you know?
Yeah, we may have lost you for a little bit, Chef. I'm not sure if it was on my side or your side.
But no, a call was coming through on my phone, and I just canceled it, you know? I've told people, I sent a message out to people, please don't call me right now.
we want to continue to wish you well and success, and congratulations in reaching the target you've reached so far. And, keep letting us know. Keep letting us know what's going on.
Yes, sir. We will keep you up to date, Mr. Lang, because, you've been a good proponent for us. And it's always a pleasure to come on your show and talk because, you know how to bring out the questions in us to bring it so we can have the answers that the people really need to hear. So I thank you for the opportunity to be here today. And we continue listening to your show because you give us great guidance.
Oh, man, we're happy to be a part of any effort to progress and succeed these companies and people like yourself who are trying to do what we only watch other people do. So congratulations, and we'll be here.
Thank you, my friend, and take care. And thank you, Bahamas, for listening. And for those of you that have invested, thank you very much. I truly appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same.
Chef, that's you?
Hey, Kay, how you doing?
Money good. I hear you expanding, that's true?
Yeah, so now you can eat at and own a slice of the gyro.
I like that. What do I need to get started?
Go to awacx.com, pick tropical gyros, and click invest. It's that easy.
Is it expensive?
No, man, you can invest with just $9 a share with a minimum of 4 shares.
That's it? Man, I'm going online now. Go to awacx.com today to invest in tropical gyro for 135270 or email invest@awacx.com.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say I hide not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Trading in the Bahamian stock market doesn't have to be one of them. As a BSIC registered broker, RF Stock Brokerage is your direct line to buying and selling shares in publicly traded companies like AML, Cable Bahamas, Doctors Hospital, and more. And with priority trading and the automatic deposit of your trade proceeds and dividend payments, with RF, you're going to love the way you trade. Get started today at rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises its customers residing in northern, southern, and eastern New Providence that routine maintenance will be carried out on its Blue Hills pumping station between the hours of 11 p.m. on July 28, 2022 to 3 a.m. on July 29, 2022. During this period, customers in the aforementioned areas may experience low pressure and or no water supply. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience that may be caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust, again, that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Somebody was asking what the process is like for investing in, boxes, site. I think you will see it's a fairly simple process. You have some things to do, but you know, it's a fairly simple process, but you got to go on the site, right? There's no one who can really just describe it for you, because you have to fill out some forms and provide some information and then go from there. It's like almost anything we have ever done online. If you've ever gone to Bahamas, My Bahamas Gateway, or you've gone to any website where they require you to fill out information, that's what's required. That's the process, right? And a lot of times I tell people, if you can't get past a process, that means that you're not interested enough in the end, right? You want to go to university, got to make that application form, fill it out. However tedious you think it is, that's what is required. If you're not interested enough, you won't fill out the form. You won't complete the process. So it's not generally a complicated process at all, but they have to provide some information, because you can't have just every and anybody doing this investing, because you could be dealing with criminals. You could be dealing with trying to use the platform for nefarious purposes. And so that's why they do what they call know your customer protocols, right? So that they get to know who you are and be able to confirm that you are the person that you say you are and it's investing in the business, right? All right, so I noticed in the newspaper that one of the dailies, at least, was carrying the news that the government has engaged a significant investment firm to provide it with some advice on its $13 billion debt. Okay, so the question was, well, what kind of guidance is this company supposed to be going to give the government? Is the government considering, in quote, restructuring its debt? Is it looking at refinancing its debt? Like, what is it going to be doing that it's going to get advice and guidance from this top investment financing or financial company, right? And the financial secretary said, Rothschild and Co. is the company, a global financial giant, that is supposed to have been engaged. This is all what's being reported in the Tribune, right, as being the case. The financial secretary says that the Davis administration was seeking to engage, as he said, that's no secret, whose selection has been endorsed by the debt advisory committee, comprised of private sector executives, he said. He said, but I think that there's no secret that the government was willing to do that. He says, but we are not considering any debt restructuring or any other action that is not market-driven with respect to the management of the debt. That is interesting. Because what the financial secretary is indicating essentially is very important to the holders of government debt. And this is one of the things that I want to reemphasize to all of you who are listening. Because most Bahamians, when they hear debt, they almost immediately get anxious, immediately think about it in a negative sense, because of course, who wants to hold debt? We always say nobody wants debt, but practically everybody has it, right? You
borrow for a car, that's debt. You borrow for furniture, that's debt. You borrow for vacation, that's debt. You have a credit card or credit cards, that's debt. You owe the electricity company, that's a debt. You owe the cable company, that's a debt. You have a mortgage, that's debt. So debt is very familiar to most adult Bahamians, But all the government debt, and we say, oh, the government owns $13 billion worth of debt. Now, so the government owns, let's say, $12 billion in debt. The government's income is $13 billion. Let me show you something about many Bahamians' situation. They have a mortgage. The mortgage is $300 plus $1,000. Guess what their income is? $70,000, $80,000. So they have a mortgage that is three and four times their income, but they cuss the government whose mortgage is about equal to its income. Outrageously say the government has such huge debt, but the government's debt is $13 billion compared to the country's income of $12 billion compared to the country's income of $13. Except now, let me be fair. The government's debt is $13 billion, $12 billion. The government's income, the government's direct income is about a little under $3 billion. So in essence, the government does have a debt three, four times its income, direct income. But here's the difference. Your income, you have to rely on someone giving you a raise or you going out there and earning extra money. The government can tax that $13 billion and get more money out of it. So it has a greater capacity to service its debt than you have to service yours if you are increasing it. And so that's the biggest difference, right? That's the biggest difference. Anyways, but Bahamians get, like, we recoil when we hear about government debt. Now, here's what you don't realize, too many of you. In accounting, there's something called double entry accounting. And what that means is, on the side of, there are two sides to every transaction. Two sides. So when the government borrows, that borrowing, the money that borrowed, $1 billion, becomes a liability on the books of the government. A liability, meaning the government owes that money and has to pay that back. But the government borrowed that money. This is the double side of the transaction. The government borrowed that money from someone, which means then that on those people's books that loan the government the money, that borrowing is an asset. So the government's liability is someone else's asset. So if the government adjusts the situation in respect of its liability, it has implications for the lender's assets. And it could be very serious for the lender. If the lender has been a big, big contributor to the government borrowing, right? Not only is there an asset on the lender's book because of what they gave the government, there is also an income stream payment that comes to that lender, which if the government then turns around and says, I'm taking that I'm going to repay you and remove that, now you're affecting that person's income stream because they calculated that income stream into their forecast of income for the future. And so when the government says we're hiring an advisor to look at our debt, the people who hold that debt, the people who loan that money are starting to think, what will this, what What will this mean for us? And so the government has to be careful, as you saw the financial secretary say, to say to the market, no, we're not considering a restructuring, because restructuring means that we are likely and possibly going to move to different lenders, look for different terms, and all of that has implications for what these people have as a business line for themselves. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All roads lead to Exuma, July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian digital dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the regatta site to avoid having to worry about www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-622-6232 or 325-4316. You can text to me on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So we were talking about the government's decision to hire an advisor on its debt situation. And so I was just explaining to you that the people who own the government's debt, meaning the people who loan monies to the government, have a very keen interest in what the government is doing about its debt, because that could have implications for them, for their business, because they loan. It's like this. When you go to the bank to borrow money for a house, your debt to pay it back, but that debt is also an asset on the books of the bank because they expect that money back plus the interest that they're going to get. Now, if you decide you're going to turn your house into a restaurant, turn your house into some kind of gaming something, the bank has an interest in that because the bank is like, what? If you decide that you want to restructure your debt and you want to find somebody else to deal with it, the bank has an interest in that because you're now wanting to do something that has implications for their business line. And so the government is no different. Only in this case, you're talking about huge sums of money owed to multiple international and local businesses, all of whom would have an interest in the government situation. Now, all of them would have an interest in the government's debt situation being more manageable. That's better for them, but not if they're not a part of the holding of that better managed debt. They will have a difficulty with that. And so government has to be careful with the messaging on this one. But the financial secretary says, no, we're not considering any restructuring. So what does that mean? It means we're not looking to take the current terms of the debt and modify it so significantly as to make it look different. As in who holds it, how long it's held, how much of it is held by whom. We're not looking to do that. Or anything else, he says, that's not market-driven. Okay, now, what does that mean? Well, what does that mean? I mean, like, what? You're not going to do anything that's not market-driven. Well, the market is determining the cost of your debt now. The market is telling you what it's prepared to do in terms of how long you can put that debt out and the price you're going to pay for it. So the question then becomes one of, okay, what can this group offer to the government to help the government's debt situation? Because that has to be the ultimate aim. Now, I don't know. I can't really say, but you know, these are experts. These are huge. So they may be able to get better terms for the government. And what is better terms? You know, a better interest rates? Might be able to guide the government on a different kind of borrowing arrangement. I don't know. It's a really interesting proposition. I really think so. And this is like you giving me advice on the whole debt. 60% of that debt is held by local businesses. A bunch of it is held by national insurance. So what are they going to tell us about what advice would they give on holding that debt? I don't know. The rest of it, 40% of it or so, is held by international companies. What are you going to recommend? Maybe they can scan the globe and see different regions that could offer different pricing of your debt over time. I don't know. I really don't know. But I think it's an intriguing issue that I certainly will be following. Quite an intriguing issue. Because there's no question that the country could benefit from less cost to the government on its debt. That means lower interest payments. Now, the government's payments are over $400 million today, almost $500 million, right? Maybe even more than that now, eh? Like, can a Rothschild reduce that by what percent, you think? Like, what percent reduction would, for you to say, wow, what a major difference they made. A 10% reduction would amount to $50, $60 million savings, right? And that's good. That's huge. $50, $60 million savings on an annual basis in 10 years. That's like $600 million, $500, $600 million. Even a 5% savings, that's like 5% would be like $30 million. That's huge. That's like $200, $300 million over 10 years. What could you do with $200, $300 million in savings? Wonderful. You could do some things with that, right? So imagine if they could do something that saves a payment of 20, 30%. What? You'd be into some real money. So I don't know what is the proposal. I don't know. But this is why you seek out guidance, you seek out advice, and maybe there's something there. And so be interested in that. Now, the government hasn't disclosed much else. This was kind of like this wasn't even a formal official pronouncement. This was like somebody got wind of this. Somebody got wind of this and spit it out to one of the dailies, and now the government is playing a little catch up on it. So presumably in time, the financial secretary says that this was endorsed by the debt management committee, the government's debt management committee. So presumably they know about it. And so it'd be interesting to hear from some of them as to what the proposal is for an advisor of the likes of a Rothschild. Huge company. And one will be intrigued to see how they help, right? Don't you want to see some difference on your debt management? You don't want to get some savings on that debt? I can't imagine a Bahamian who does not. So we'll have to see. I want to say this, and some of you may get offended. Some people in the government may even get offended. I really, I'm sorry, but I want to say this. When I was in office, with the Ingram administration, uncommon to hear people say, some on the Progressive Liberal Party side, Bahamians can do anything. Why do we go to foreigners? Why can't we take advice from our own? Well, here we are, seeking to better manage our own debt. And who do we get? We get a foreign firm to do so. Am I upset about that? Not in the least. Not in the least, because I don't have that same, I call it sometimes false nationalistic impulse that denies the fact that there are international expertise that we could draw on that may be better suited for our purposes than our own. I'm not so foolish that way. I went to the College of the Bahamas, but I also went to the University of Western Ontario, and I also went to George Washington University. Right? I have been to Bahamian doctors to do my executive physical. I went to Doctors Hospital to do it. I also went to Cleveland Clinic to do it. I do not believe that others cannot offer us sometimes, at times, better something that we need than we have ourselves. And I don't get offended by that. I do know that we are now hearing that the government of the Bahamas, a Bahamian government, has decided, in respect of looking at its own debt situation, to look at a foreign firm. A major foreign firm. And again, am I upset? Not in the least. But I criticize the government not one single bit. I just take note for some of you who are oftentimes others for drawing on international talent to help us. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabaga Lang, your host. We'll be back after the music.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. We'll be right back.
take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll love if you feel like you've been down the same road. That I just can't keep living.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So glad again you can join us. If you want to give us a call, and any of you, you might have a question about anything we talked about just before the news break. If you want to call and ask anything about that, or if you have a comment to make about it, please feel free to do. To call us at 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or you can text us at 422-4796, that's 422-4796, so you can WhatsApp me on 422-4796 to take any texts that you might have. I did take note that in being asked a question that Prime Minister Davis was saying that the government's priority is to stabilize the economy. And that was interesting to me, very, very interesting to me, because I had gotten the impression that the government's narrative was essentially that the economy was, and in fact, he alluded to something similar. He said he thought that they were headed in that direction and that they wanted to continue to move the country's economy in that direction. But what I think is happening, though, is that the government is paying attention to some emerging realities abroad. And here's the most significant of those realities for us in the Bahamas. The U.S. federal, the U.S. Feds, they are literally, I want you all to understand this now, they are literally trying to slow down the U.S. economy. Literally trying to do so. There is a debate going on as to whether the U.S. is in a recession or headed for a recession. There should have been some information out today that kind of gave a technical answer to that question, because the technical definition of a recession for the U.S. is that there's two consecutives of slowdown of the economy, two consecutive. Now, slowdown doesn't mean that the economy isn't growing anymore. It just means that if it was growing 6% in the first quarter, but in the second quarter it slowed to 5%. It's still growing, but slower than 6%. And if it slows to 4% in the next quarter, that's two quarters in which it shrank, then that means you're technically in recession, meaning that the economy is shrinking. Doesn't mean it doesn't have growth. It just means that its growth is shrinking. And so it's not true that because you say the economy is in recession that it's contracting as in not growing at all. It just means it's contracting as in slowing its growth sometimes. And so there is a growing sentiment that that's what's happening in the U.S. And the Fed is deliberately trying to do it. Why are they trying to slow the economy down? Because when the economy is growing, people have money in their hands. When people are spending more, when they're spending more, they're demanding more. Well, if you're demanding more when supply of the things you're demanding is not growing at the same pace or is slowed down for logistical reasons, as we've seen in the pandemic, then that means that you're going to have demand outpace supply, and that tends to bid up the price of things, and that's why you see food price, fuel price, and financial price and things going up because of this excess demand over supply, right? And so the Fed is trying to slow that down so inflation doesn't get so out of hand
that it erodes the purchasing power of the dollar. So the people feel poorer. Now, there are a lot of positive signs in the U.S. economy, like the unemployment is low, people have still some cash in their hands from the stimulus and these kinds of things. But there are other signs in the commercial space that suggest where you have food retailers like Walmart, they're saying that they're seeing lower sales and that kind of thing that says we could be headed in a direction of some lower economic activity. And that's what is prompting that issue. Well, if the U.S. does go into recession, and remember, sometimes it's not even the reality of the thing that causes a problem. It's the perception of a thing, because if consumers believe that they're headed for bad times, they change their spending patterns. Now they are traveling less. Now they've spent. That has implications for us, because the bulk of our travelers come from where? From the United States of America. And so the people who have responsibility for overseeing the economy here in the Bahamas have to be mindful of these signs that are being put out there in the U.S. and across the globe. And you heard the IMF say that they believe now that the world economy is headed into recession. Again, that doesn't mean that the world economy won't grow. It just means that if the world economy dips into growth below 3% for them, that tends to define the global economy as in recession, because they know that there's a certain amount of growth required to bring relief to the poor, to improve economic conditions across the globe. And if that and that growth is above 3%, and when you don't get there, they start to think, well, the global economy is in recession. And so I think that the government is paying attention to this and has to pay attention to this. Okay. Our forecast for revenue, the government forecast, was 20% more robust than the prior fiscal year. To be able to forecast an increase in revenue of 20%, you have to think you have good economic times. Well, if things slow down for you, and the Central Bank of the Bahamas just forecasted that the Bahamian economy won't grow as fast as it had been initially predicted to grow, and so has the IMF. Well, now what is happening with your forecast? Now, the forecast, if your revenue is less than you forecasted, that's one problem. But your spending increased even. So if your spending increased, or you forecast spending more, when your revenue forecast is less than you expected, then your deficit will worsen. And if your deficit worsens, you'll have to borrow more. And if you borrow more, you're going back to the market and saying, I need to borrow more in a circumstance where your debt status is in junk, and the cost of that is going to be even more significant. Now you see where Rothschild become even more of an issue, because maybe someone sees this coming and they're starting to say, we have to make sure we can get the best guidance and best advice on how to navigate this very different environment for us. Because ultimately right now, Bahamas' fiscal situation is on thin ice. It is, because there's not a lot of room to maneuver. If you get something that takes a great hit on your revenue, oh, that's terrible. And then that means you got to make adjustments in your spending. Oh, that is an issue, because now that amount of spending can be factored into the economy's growth. Now you take a hit there. And then the private sector starts to get iffy. And now the unions are now pouting. And you just heard the teachers' union say, stand on guard for open the school year. What? So there's lots of reasons for some trepidation, and the government has to be mindful now of all of these various things that could impact its fiscal situation. And so I kind of sense a language that is being mindful. Being mindful of what's going on in the economy and what the implications of that might mean, might be for the fiscal situation, right? So again, this is the nature of economics. Wherever you have a forecast, wherever you have a prediction, you are talking about the future. And the future is not a known place. It's not even real, right? Nobody has ever gotten to the future. Nobody. Say, what language are you talking about? Nobody has ever gotten to the future. Nobody's ever. Whenever we thought about, okay, when December 25th, 2022 comes, when you get to December 25th, 2022, you're not in the future. You are in today. And that's the only thing you could ever be in. I could ever be in is today. And so knowing what the future holds is impossible with any 100%, 90%, 30%, 80% certainty, except on some things, right? I could tell you this much. In 100 years, in 150 years, in 200 years, no one alive today will be alive in 200 years. Now, could I be wrong? I could be wrong because we could have some new development that stretches life out and so forth. I could tell you this much, though. If you ask people to put a bet on the probability that that is so, I think my odds would be very good. Very, very good. Right? Why? Because looking back at the past and the record of people living for more than 100 years, we know that very few people live for more than 100 years. Much less 150, much less 200 years. So the future is an uncertain place. And that's why we have to be careful. That's why typically on things like government financing or business results, you try to be conservative. You have to allow some room for unexpected things to happen that could devastate your circumstances if you planned on too rosy things happen, right? That you have no control over. If you had control over everything, you're predictability, your predictions could be more certain. But because you don't, the government doesn't control whether you buy stuff in the food store or not, and how much you buy and how often you buy. The government doesn't control who travels or not travels and how long they travel for and how much they spend when they travel. The government doesn't determine who's going to buy a piece of land or who doesn't. The government is only thinking, hoping, based on past performance, based on some sense of what is likely to happen in the future. That what happened in the past is likely to happen in the future and probably with a little bit more, a little bit increased compared to the past. But there's no certainty there. That's all speculation. And if you're not careful and if your plans were not conservative enough to allow for some downward realization of your predictions or your forecast, then you could land yourself in real significant trouble. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. I'm just trying to explain to you the difficulty with forecasting. It's a look at the future. No one can really know the future with any certainty and so forth, because it's just dependent on too many things outside of our control. So you try to put yourself in the most conservative situation so that if things don't work out, you're not as bad off because you didn't base your future behavior on a more rosy or more rosy than you ought to have picture. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabazz Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Storm, whatever weather. Shop early for Janae's Mix and Match Specials. Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match four school shirts, pre-monogrammed or regular, and get one free. Yes, free. Mix and match two skirts, jumpers, or pants, and get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions, allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com.
Life is full of complicated things. Trading in the Bahamian stock market doesn't have to be one of them. As a BSIC registered broker, RF Stock Brokerage is your direct line to buying and selling shares in publicly traded companies like AML, Cable Bahamas, Doctors Hospital, and more. And with priority trading and the automatic deposit of your trade proceeds and dividend payments, with RF, you're going to love the way you trade. Get started today at rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises its customers residing in northern, southern, and eastern New Providence that routine maintenance will be carried out on its Blue Hills pumping station between the hours of 11 p.m. on July 28, 2022 to 3 a.m. on July 29, 2022. During this period, customers in the aforementioned areas may experience low pressure and or no water supply. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience that may be caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, very warm Thursday afternoon. I trust to know that you are doing well. Let me just say that I believe it's today that there is a memorial at the Free National Movement's headquarters for the late Vernon Simonette, former Speaker of the House and Member of Parliament for Inagua. And I just want to reiterate what I said before. What a man. What a fantastic, jovial, pleasant, really gentle man. All my memories of him, all the opportunities I had to interact with him, nothing but pleasantness, nothing but really heartwarming. And it is a real testament to your character that you could leave that kind of a legacy that at least, I don't know if it was everybody, certainly it was with me, and that's from what I'm hearing from most other people, from them too, of that kind of disposition. Right? If I passed away today, I wouldn't have that kind of, not even close, and that kind of legacy. My personality is a little harder. Some might even say harsher. But him? Fantastic, fantastic. And my salute to the late Vernon Simonette again, who I believe will be funeralized tomorrow in a state-recognized funeral. Vernon Simonette, what a fantastic guy. Yeah. You know, as we were talking about the government's situation, our economy, and so forth, you might ask yourself as an individual, like, given what's out there, given what is taking place, what should you do? What should you do? What are some of the things that you can do? Because, you know, what the future does is it brings us uncertainty. And uncertainty brings us a feeling of lack of control. And lack of control is where we get the most fearful. That's where we get the most fearful. When we're not in control and we can't be in control, that's where we get the most fearful. We can't control the people around us. We can't control our vehicle, for instance, if it spins out of control. We can't control our finances. We start to get fearful because we have no control because we don't know where this is going to take us. And we don't know if it's going to take us to death. We don't know if it's going to take us to harm. We don't know if it's going to take us to some discomfort.
So we don't know. And so what we have to do is try to put in control what we can control. Try to put in order what we can put in order, okay? So you ask yourself, of all the things that I am doing now on my financial and economic arrangement side, what can I control? What's the thing that I can most control? Okay? Now, if you look at it, if you have a budget, the things that you can most control are the things we call variable expenses. Variable expenses. What do we mean by variable expenses? Variable expenses are things that go up and down by your action. Okay? Up and down by your action. So the electricity can go up and down by your action. You can't take it all the way down, because as long as you're going to use it, there's going to be some electricity cost. But the more you use it, the more cost. The less you use it, the less cost. Grocery bill, up and down depending on you. You could buy cornflakes and Cap'n Crunch and Rice Krispie and Trix, or you could just buy Cap'n Crunch, or cornflakes and the smaller box. You could buy spare ribs, chicken, oxtail, and mutton, and some pig feet. Or you could buy turkey wings and chicken, and less poundage, right? You could buy Welch's grape juice, Concord apple juice, Mott's this and that, or you could buy water or Kool-Aid and put less sugar in it and give yourself a little bit of sweet taste. Okay, so depending on your own action, you can do some with your grocery bill, right? You can have the most internet speed you want, or you could have less internet speed, right? But that's totally on you. So those are variable costs that you can determine. If you have a mortgage on rent, the mortgage, unless you could go into the bank and get an adjustment on your terms, chances are not too much you could be doing in that. No wonder the mortgage is in a fixed expenditure category. Rent, unless you move out to a smaller place that costs less, rent is pretty much going to be fixed. So you don't have as much control over that. You have some control, but not as much. So your income, as an example, you have this much control over that. Do a great job for the boss so that you last person he won't fire. Or she wants to fire. You can't make them pay you more. But you can do the kind of job that makes them not want to fire you. Or you can do the kind of job that makes them want to give you a raise when it's possible. Or you can go out there and do something different to earn an income. Or you could start clearing out all that junk in the house and selling them in a yard sale and getting some additional revenue. So the idea is, sit down with a pen and paper, pencil and paper, and write. Here are the things I can control. These are the things I can control. And based on that, here is what I am going to do to control them in a way that ensures that if things get much worse than it is, or gets worse than it is, I can manage that better because I have put myself in a position where that is better managed. That's on you. That is not on the government. That's on you. No matter what inflation is doing, it is going to have an impact on you, but how much impact it has on you depends on you. Depends on whether you decide, I'm going to keep living the way I have always been living. I'm going to change nothing. I'm going to just continue to eat as I ate, drive up and down as I drove up and down, energy in myself as I energy in myself before. I couldn't care less. I'm going to do what I have to do. You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. You're going to be the one that suffers. Whenever things change, we should make adjustments. This, depending on the thing, we really should. We have to make adjustments, right? Because we are reflecting the fact that something has changed that could be adversely affecting my circumstances. That adverse effect by making an adjustment that reduces it. And that's what you got to do. On the financial side of life, that's what you have to do. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me, please. Comfort is an enemy of comfort. What? Okay, let me explain what I mean. When you are unwilling to make an adjustment that may cause you some less comfort today, you are jeopardizing your future comfort. When you so love your comfort that you are unwilling to be uncomfortable for a time, then you are someone who is unable to make an adjustment to give you comfort for a longer time. That's the definition of patience. Impatience is an unwillingness to sacrifice a short-term benefit for a longer-term benefit. Impatience is an unwillingness to endure more discomfort now to have more comfort later. That's what impatience is. That's your mind and my mind playing games with us. Our minds want to be comfortable. Our minds always, the modern human woman has been cultured for comfort. We can't wait to get from outside where it's hot to run into the air condition. Inside where we have air condition, all fine. Into a car with air condition. When it gets cold, we move from a car that's warm to a house that's warm. We won't even allow ourselves to tolerate the cold or the heat. So we're not accustomed to discomfort. The discomfort of not being able to watch our television, we ain't doing that. The discomfort of having to get up to go change the channel because the battery inside the remote is dead, we ain't doing that. So we are accustomed to comfort. We are now built for comfort. And so discomfort makes it very hard for us and to make adjustments. That's why I want y'all to know I learned this. I learned this over time, and I practice it, and I keep practicing it. I've learned to keep discomfort as a chronic part of my life. Yeah. So I literally bathe every morning in cold water. In cold water, Jack. Cold water. I've been cold water every morning. Why? I am trying to get my body to understand comfort is not always present. And now I can bathe in cold water and it don't feel comfortable, but it don't feel as unpleasant. And it is amazing how that's translated into other areas of discomfort that I can now endure. Okay, sometimes I drive around in the car without air conditioning. Why? I don't feel the heat. I want the sweat come because I want to feel that. I park my car not at the nearest parking spot to where I'm going, but the furthest. Why? I want to feel. I opt not to take elevators in places where I can take elevators sometimes to walk up the stairs. Why? I want to feel the climb of the stairs. See, honestly, I don't want you to think I'm joking. Me, man, listen to me. I eat stuff, like leftover stuff sometimes. I don't even want to eat. Why? Because, listen, everything don't go your way, bro. You don't always have what you want. You don't always have what you want, brother. Even when I get, when I have issues with people, and I am I'm disheartened, or I'm anxious, or I'm angry, you know what I do? I literally sit down with my anger and my anxiousness and my suffering. And I say, anger and suffering, pain, I want you to be angry. Hug me. I'm not running from you. I will feel the totality of the misery upon me. Because I said, man, difficult times may come. Hey, listen, listen, you know, anyone need to tell me nothing but losing. Nothing but losing things, losing car, losing home, losing. Nobody need to tell me nothing but them things. I know them things. Losing income, I know them things. I know them. I don't know them through nobody. I know them by myself. Right? And when you are able to endure these things, you gain a courage. You know what the greatest courage is? The greatest courage is not caring what the hell people them thinking about you. That's the greatest courage. Because that's all you and your ego and other people try to hold over on you. This fantasy that you perfect, this fantasy that everything is okay, nonsense. Nonsense, dealing with all kind of crap in our life. The only difference between me and yours is I know mine and I don't know yours as much. And you don't know mine as much, right? But the reality is we have to be prepared to make adjustments. This is a basic issue I'm giving you, folks. So listen to me. I'm telling you all this because I'm sensing something. Ignore me if you wish. Listen to me. Please learn to make adjustments, hard, difficult adjustments in your life. Okay, hard, difficult adjustments. Learn to tolerate discomfort, not because you love it, but because sometimes it is necessary because of the world in which we live. And financial discipline requires adjustments. You can't have monies in the future if you don't put monies away now, which means that there are monies you can't spend that you would like to spend now because you want to have it in the future. Savings requires sacrifice today. Borrowings require sacrifice tomorrow. Because when you borrow today, to spend today, you have to pay it back from income earned tomorrow. Okay, and all of us have been there. I've been there, still there. Paying off on stuff with, oh, the Tufton been gone so long, you don't even know the hell you borrow the money for no more. Learn to make adjustments because times continue to come and go that require them. This is Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I'm
marched the car. The lady who ran into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
It's regatta time again with Sand Dollar and the Rollville Development Association in Exuma for the 78th Rollville Regatta and Homecoming. All July the 28th through August 1st for Sand Dollar giveaways all weekend. Get ready for live performances, gospel night, battle of the DJs, boat sailing, mixology competition, and so much more. Come and hang out with the Sand Dollar team to learn about the Bahamian digital dollar. Use Sand Dollar at the Regatta site to avoid having to worry about cash. Check out www.sanddollar.bs for more information about the digital dollar.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. Listen, so we've been talking some economic finance talk today. I don't know if you have any questions about what we've been talking about. Please feel free to ask away. You can call us on any of the following numbers, 323-6232 or 325-4316, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So this text says, laugh out loud, you're not lying. It's hard to make changes sometimes unless we are forced to. It's true. It's true, but learn. Actually, it's not hard to make changes, because we will make a change that will bring us a lot of money. We'll make a change that will make us bring us a lot of comfort. We'll make a change or we think will bring us some happiness. So it's not changing that's hard for us. It's change that requires us to do something uncomfortable. That's the problem. Is, as I said before, we're not accustomed to discomfort. And because we have trained ourselves into a lifestyle of comfort. And so what we have to do now is we have to retrain ourselves to expect discomfort, or at least to be able to better cope with discomfort so that we can make the changes necessary. And there are small things you can do in this regard. Okay, like if every time when you eat, you drink a soda or some sweet juice, just the discomfort of not doing that, drinking water instead, is an endurance you learn and do. So you do that. Okay? If you're used to eating breakfast at the same time all the time, then change it and don't eat breakfast till later. Or don't eat breakfast a day. You don't think your body's recognizing it, but it is. It's recognizing the difference. And it's watching you. It's watching you over time endure that discomfort and train itself to say, oh, you know what? This is what we do. This is what we do. If you're used to bathing in hot water, bathe in some cold water. Bathe in some cold water. And yes, you can. When you first do it, you go, because you got that deep breath you can take because of that discomfort. But I guarantee you, if you follow your breath, what do we mean by that? As difficult as it is to breathe normally, just keep following your breath and trying to make it breathe normally as that cold water hits you. Then you're training your body. You know what? There is a way of adjusting to it, right? Don't park the easiest place in the world to walk when you go to work or what have you. Now, I'm not saying to park in any dangerous space. Just park a distance away, okay? And so if we learn to endure discomfort, then we will learn
to make changes, because we don't have a problem making change when the change is good for us. We just have a problem making change when the change requires of us some discomfort. This text says, you know what? You said it is true. I decided a few years ago to stop drinking sugar with tea to reduce my sugar intake. That's true. Listen to me. Now, I know some of you are going to say, yeah, Shivago, that's for real. Y'all remember when we were children that we used to make the sweet corn, the sweet cereals with sugar? Can you remember that? Cap'n Crunch with sugar? Frosted Flake with sugar? Remember that? Well, I must have been about 20-something years old when someone pointed out to me, Shivago, that's nonsense. Why would you put sugar in a sweetened cereal? And so I stopped doing it. And guess what? At first, it was kind of weird, but now I can't imagine putting sugar in a sweet cereal. You know how for me to eat Quaker Oat one time ago, man, I had to load that sugar. I had to load that sugar. Now I can eat Quaker Oats, with just a little bit of honey. No much sweet in it at all, but I can eat it, the whole thing. So yes, if we train ourselves in this way, we can do. We got callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon. How are you? A very interesting show. But I don't know at the last end of you were speaking about saving money or
yes, ma'am.
Stuff like that, but I didn't hear. I want to know about that. Can you tell me a little bit of it?
About saving money?
Yes. Yeah. We're talking about money and before, you know, the news.
Okay. that was a lot. I was saying that you have the most control over your expenditure, your expenses.
Uh-huh.
And there are only some parts of your expenses you have the most control over, like your grocery, your power usage, your internet services, and these kinds of things. So yeah. What I was saying was that if we want to put ourselves in a situation where when things go bad in the future, we're not as bad off, we need to control as much of those things that we can control so that we can then take the savings, a couple of dollars we save and put away so that we can have it in the future. There's only one way to have money in the future. You have to put it. If you don't put money away now, you're not going to have any money in the future. And that means that you have to give up something now to have something later.
I want to ask you a question. I don't know if you'll answer it over here for me or I have to call you on your private phone.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a bank that will give the most interest on a fixed deposit for like 3 years. The interest. I'm just going to say this. I'm not calling no bank name. I have it in a bank now, a certain amount of money, and I went to get the interest to pay another bill, and they say I only got 64 cents for the 2 years.
Wow. Banks are not doing very well in terms of interest on savings because banks don't need your money right now. They have too much money. They have too much cash. They're not lending it out enough, so they don't really need your money. That's why they don't pay you much interest now. So
what about the government bank? The bonds
It doesn't matter. Most of them are all in the same, right? So what if I were you, I would go to a investment broker.
I can't do that,
but some advertise on these shows. And so, you know, but there are a number of them out there and they can invest your money in better earning things.
Mm-hmm.
Safe investments that could earn you better. Okay, so you might want to try them, or sometimes credit unions do a little better.
Same thing.
Yeah, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So you think I wouldn't do better
with the government bond?
Sorry?
The government bonds of central bank.
No, that's safe. You probably could get one 4, 5, 6% on it. So that's why I say if you go to a brokerage firm, they may be able to put the money somewhere for you where you can do better not having it parked and the bank giving you literally nothing.
I just look for a broker's phone number.
Yeah, just if you Google search or look in the phone book for investment brokerage firm.
Okay, investment brokerage. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, ma'am. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing, sir? That's a good teacher today. Wow.
Thank you.
Right. Mr. Lang, I'm listening to you every single day.
We appreciate it.
You are my mentor. That's just why when I came to the Bahamas at age 21, and when I was at 46, I have my own house because when you control yourself. Mr. Lang, you are my mentor. You are teaching the Bahamian people. They need to listen to you every day. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Have a nice afternoon.
Thank you, my friend. I thank you. I can tell you one thing. I made enough financial mistakes in my life. If I could help anybody, don't make them mistakes. I'd be happy to help you do it. I don't want anybody to believe ever that I have learned from mistakes. I've learned from successes, and so I try to share with you what I understand from my education, from my experiences, etc. And so I'm happy to be able to help. All right. We have some text here. Let me read it for you. This text says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. No Bahamian, black or white, bathing in cold water in the winter. It just won't happen. I'm black, and I'm a Bahamian, and I bathe in the winter in cold water. This text says, at first it was hard, then I realized how much better it was. Yeah, my tea was. Yeah, it is hard. In fact, we have some more. Ooh, three callers. Okay, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Shimago, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Doing great, man. Very interesting show today. Shimago, just two quick points I would like to raise here very quickly. Firstly, talking about investments, I would advise anyone who's into considering investing that they really create a good rapport with someone who they can trust in the investment field. You know, some of us have investments with some of these companies, and the sad part of things to ourselves without the adequate knowledge of what it is we're getting ourselves into.
Right.
I'm for one, have some shares for a company now for the past 10 years waiting for a return, and I've not received one return at all. I won't call the company name or anything, but I have actually put them on notice. I want to find some way to trade them off, just get rid of them, because at this point it isn't serving a purpose for me.
Right. Well, that's your right.
As far as the banks are concerned, from time immemorial, you haven't been getting any steady returns at all on interest rates in this country.
You're right. It's been decades.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, I know I've heard a lot of persons advocating for either investing in, say, for instance, a trade union or something like that, where obviously you may get a higher return in terms of interest or something like that. But not only that, they also have other programs that persons can tap into that can benefit them.
I got you, bro. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We got another couple of calls on that. I just want to try to get them in, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, you're really hitting it on the nail today. But, most of us who went through it, you can talk about those experiences.
Mm.
When you talk about adjusting your life to different things,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we get hooked on things so easily. For example, mm-hmm. just a messed up cellular phone in your hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People
have gotten
so adjusted to cellular phone. Mr. Lang, mm-hmm. you remember, it's only a couple of years now, we ain't never had no cellular.
But Sparky, you
want
to hear
something? You remember when we even had a beeper?
Sparky, you want to hear something? I went a whole 24 hours and didn't look at a single screen. I did 4 hours.
Let me tell you something. Like the other day, I saw somebody told me, they was in traffic going to work, and they forgot their cellular home. They turned around in the middle of morning traffic going to work. They turned around and ran back home to get their cellular and for being late to the job.
I can believe it. I believe it. Okay. Thanks, Pop. We got one more caller on the line I want to get before we go. Thanks, man. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good evening, sir.
Good, good. You have the last word today. We got 1 minute.
Yeah, my question is, what should the government do? How should the government spend this money? You know,
different topic. I don't have time to.
That was what the minister was, or the prime minister was talking about, you know, the effects of crime, and he couldn't do anything about it, and asking them to hold on until the economy becomes stabilized.
I got you, brother. Thank you very much, man. We appreciate you calling. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, so glad you could join us today. Well, have a great evening. Listen to Z Live. I'm Shafaga Lang, your host. We'll be back tomorrow. God spares life. Bye bye.
You know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like.